All right, everybody take their seats. We'll get underway. Welcome, everyone, to the Justice Appropriations Subcommittee. And I'll now call it to order. And Rosa, if you'll call the roll, we'll find out if there's a quorum present.
Chair Brannon.
Here.
Vice Chair Smith.
Here.
Ranking Member Valdez.
Present.
Representatives Beltran.
Here.
Bracy Davis.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Duggan.
Here.
Fabricio, excused. Fernandez Barquin. Gottlieb.
Here.
Jock.
Here.
Saroy. Snyder.
Here.
Stark.
Here.
Waldron.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Rosa. I appreciate that. I think Barquin stepped out to the restroom. He'll be right back. With the quorum being present, I want to welcome you all back to our first meeting. We got new and old, some old members. I'm one of the new ones, so I'm in training too, so I'm here to be educated along with some other folks, and maybe some of you have been here can help me along the way. But I want to welcome our vice chair, my classmate, David Smith. Welcome to David and to my friend, ranking member Susan Valdez. Thank you for being here and serving with us. I'll begin by introducing our staff. To my right is our budget chief, Adam Keith. To my left, Ms. Rosa Dorsey, our administrative lead. And Matthew Sag, our budget analyst. And Shane Smith, our legislative research assistant. So you know that staff is always readily available and there to assist you. I certainly have learned a couple of committees that I've chaired in the past to lean on those folks. And those of you that are just starting out, you'll learn that they are your most valuable asset. They keep us on the right track and keep the trains running on time. Turning to today's agenda, I think we might just go around the room and introduce ourselves. I'll start by telling you a little bit about me. I served District 10 with the redistricting process. My number didn't change. That kind of made it easy. Some of my signs didn't have to be changed. I didn't have to change the number. I had Baker, Columbia, Suwanee, Hamilton, and part of Alachua County. I lost Suwanee and Hamilton, and now I have Baker, which is McClenny, where I live, and Columbia County, which is Lake City, Bradford County, which is Stark, Union County, Lake Butler, and then the whole top half of Alachua County, everything north of the city of Gainesville. A little bit about me. I worked for the United States Marshal Service as a deputy U.S. Marshal for about 3 years right out of college, and then spent almost 30 years at the Sheriff's Office, most of that time as the Chief Investigator for the Sheriff's Office. So my background is in law enforcement. I've always farmed a little bit, got a few cows, a little bit of residential rental property. So that tells you kind of where I come from. So if we'll just go around the room, we'll start with our Vice Chair David. Just tell us your district number, but tell me where it is, because I know the district have changed, and some people represent part of a city, some represent part of a county, and some, like me, represent five counties. I think my district's probably about the second largest geographically in the state, so it's always interesting for me to know exactly where you're from. And tell us what your career was, too. And if you're like me, old like me, and you've already had a career, maybe you're through with it, you can tell us what you used to do.
All right. Thank you, Chair, and it's a pleasure to serve with you and be on another committee. It's been a privilege to serve on this committee previously. It's an important committee. I'm glad to be back on it and back here under your leadership. So I'm David Smith. I'm honored to represent the citizens of Seminole County, House District 38. So I have a portion of Seminole County. We actually have four reps, although we're the second smallest county in the state. We have four representatives that have carved up our county, so the redistricting folks didn't do us any favors in Seminole County, in my opinion. But happy to be here. Spent my career in the United States Marine Corps, went to college, Texas A&M. I am the Aggie caucus in the legislature, and had a Marine Corps scholarship for college. Graduated in the morning, commissioned in the afternoon, and left the next day for a 30-year career as a helicopter pilot. Retired 10 years ago, work in the simulation and training industry around Central Florida, which most people don't realize is the second largest economic driver in Central Florida after tourism. But did that for a while and was elected to the legislature in 2018, reelected in 2020, and happily reelected in 2022. So here for my third term. Pleasure to be with you on the committee.
All right, I'll now turn to my friend, ranking member, Susan Valdez.
Thank you very much, Chair Brennan and Vice Chair Smith and committee members. I am Susan Valdez, and I represent proudly District 64, which is in Tampa. So if you know anything about Tampa, if you think about Raymond James Stadium, home of the Bucks, right? Go Bucks. So I represent that area, West Tampa, Town and Country, Seminole Heights, Lincoln Garden. It didn't change a lot in my district. My previous work is I was a veteran school board member for 14 years in Hillsborough County Public Schools and did a lot of work with our DJJ department and trying to serve those students. A little bit more about me is I have a bachelor's in business administration, a master's in organizational leadership. We just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary. We have three lovely children and five grandbabies, which I adore. And I'm looking forward to the very important work that we have here to do. I do visit a lot of the prisons unannounced and just come in and see what our work is doing. And I'm looking forward to really delving into our budget and seeing how it is actually that our intent of how we want our monies, our budget to be utilized and how they're actually being used is, you'll find that there's a little bit of a disconnect, but hopefully we're gonna connect those dots and make it better. So I'm really looking forward to working with each and every one of you and the staff as well. Thank you for what you all do each and every day to help us do this important work. Thank you.
Thank you, Ranking Member Valdez. And we'll start down with my classmate, Representative Roy. We'll work back across the road.
Thank you very much. Good morning, members. My name is Tyler Saroy. I represent District 31, which is Central Brevard County, Merritt Island, Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach. Mr. Chairman, I'm looking forward to and honored to serve under your leadership on this committee. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, I'm Wyman Duggan, District 12, which is Central Duval County. Previously, I represented Western Duval County and was the chair's neighbor, no longer, but glad to be on this committee under your leadership, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, there you are. I was looking past you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Juan Fernandez Barquin, I represent District 118, West Miami-Dade County, West Kendall. And I'm an attorney by trade, started my legal career in the Palm Beach County Public Defender's Office, was there until 2012, ventured down to Miami, been doing commercial litigation ever since, and have my own practice. So thank you very much, and it's an honor to be here and to have our thumb on the funds for the justice system, not just prisons, but also the courts, the appellate courts, the Supreme Court, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Bernie Jacques from House District 59 in Pinellas County, former state prosecutor, went on into civil litigation, and I'm currently a director at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Tampa Bay. I'm very passionate about our justice system and want to make sure that it's very well funded so we can take care of government's primary responsibility is to keep our citizens safe and to make sure that we have a rule of law and a functioning system that's well funded. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Paula Stark. I'm District 47, which is Osceola County and South Orange, covering the majority of St. Cloud and Kissimmee and into the South Orlando area. My background actually is newspaper. I was in the newspaper business for 29 years, ending my career there as a publisher. After that, I went to St. Cloud Main Street. I'm the executive director there where we deal with economic development through historic preservation. So it's a multifaceted educational program there. So that's what we do. And thank you so much. I look forward to assisting here. Thank you.
Hey, good morning. My name is Mike Beltran. I represent South Hillsborough in North Manatee counties. That's District 70 now. It's my fifth year on this committee. I've been on this committee my entire House career. Came down to Florida to clerk for a federal judge, worked at some New York-based law firms both there and here. Started my own practice about 10 years ago. I've been focusing on litigation since, and I'm pleased to be back with you all. Thank you.
Hi. It's nice to meet everybody. This is my first term here, so I'm a bit new.
My name is Catherine Waldron. I'm from District 93, which is in Palm Beach County. It's Wellington, Green Acres, and Western Lake Worth. My background, I'm from the D.C. area. I've spent a few decades in the corporate world, where I worked in Fortune 50 companies like Sprint and Nortel, and did a small stint as a reporter for a while. I'm looking forward to working with everybody here, so thank you.
Great to have you. Snyder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excited to be here on this subcommittee. My name is John Snyder, representing District 86, which covers Martin and Palm Beach counties down in southeast Florida. Had the privilege of serving under your leadership last year on criminal justice, Mr. Chairman, and looking forward to round two on this side of it. Thank you. Thank you.
Morning, all. My name is Michael Gottlieb. I represent District 102, which is several cities in central Broward County. Criminal defense lawyer. This is my 30th year in practice. I'm looking forward to being on this committee and working with you again, and Adam, David. Looking forward to it.
Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon, members, and happy new year as well. My name is Daryl Campbell. I represent District 99. It covers areas of Fort Lauderdale, Lauderdale Hill, Lauderdale Lakes, Wilton Manors, and parts of Plantation. This is my first term, second session, so it's great to be back. My career is in, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and so I counsel people struggling with mental health issues. I'm hoping to be like our esteemed chair here, to be retired, hopefully in a couple of days or so. But until then, I look forward to bringing my knowledge and my expertise and to this committee. So thank you for having me here.
Thank you, sir. Pleased to have you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is LaVon Bracey Davis. I represent House District 40. That is in Orange County, right there in the center of the state. I am from Ocoee, Florida. My background is I am a graduate of Howard University with a degree in theater with a concentration in acting. I am also a member of the inaugural class of FAMU College of Law. I'm a licensed and barred attorney. I am an arts and culture advocate. My day job is I work for an arts and culture venue in Orlando, Florida. I am also a former attorney for the Department of Children and Families. I'm an arts and culture advocate. I believe that arts and culture is a universal language, and it affects us all. I am excited to be on this committee. If I had to be interested in one part of this committee the most, it would be the Department of Juvenile Justice, as I think our energies are effective when we advocate for children. And I'm excited for the work that we are about to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all of you. David, I didn't tell them where I graduated from. The University of Florida. Little spot there in Gainesville that I think might have beaten Texas A&M this year. Thank you. As Representative Snyder said, I chaired criminal justice policy last year. We probably, Representative Gottlieb, what, we get more bills assigned there than anywhere, probably close to probably a couple hundred bills. We heard close to 50. I don't think we'll hear quite that many this year, will we? But one thing I did learn how to do last year with getting that many bills referenced is how to say no. I guess I did. I don't know that. That'll probably come in handy on this committee also, I would imagine. But I look forward to working with all of y'all. It's been great to serve. This is, I guess, my fifth session, my third term. So we'll get right into it. As I said, some of you have been here before, so y'all probably are really more knowledgeable in this area than I am, so I'm ready to get educated. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to our budget chief, Adam Keith, and he's going to give us a little overview. You got a packet there. You got the screens there to look at, and he's going to tell us what our purview is and not get too deep into it, but give us a real quick 10,000-foot overview.
Thank you, Chairman. Members, good morning. Before you is a brief presentation on the Justice Appropriations Subcommittee and the departments that fall under our purview. The funding amounts that are displayed on the screen represent the funding that was appropriated and approved in the fiscal year 22-23 General Appropriations Act and has been adjusted for supplemental appropriations as well as line item vetoes. So this is the final product that members voted on and was approved by the governor last year. Rather than reading through line by line, I'll keep this brief and just kind of run through some of the highlights of each slide. The slide before you here represents the departments, each department under our purview, and displays the funding that was provided as well as the FTE that have been authorized, as well as a breakout of percentage by department as well as the funding source associated with those funds that have been appropriated. Moving into the next slide, this shows a five-year funding history of the appropriations that were provided the prior 5 years, differentiating between trust funds and general revenue, as well as a breakout of percentage change from year over year in the amount of funding. As you can see, the economy's been well and the funding has been going up each year, which is not always a bad thing. Slide four represents each of our departments as well as some of the major programs that fall underneath their purview. This isn't a complete listing of the programs that are underneath each department, but several of the more higher impact ones that are associated with each department in each area. Slide five shows that our subcommittee is heavily reliant on general revenue funding. The dollars that we receive are majority general revenue. State trust funds and general revenue represent 94% of our $6.3 billion budget as it was appropriated. And the Justice Appropriations Subcommittee, the total department staffing accounts for more than 40% of the state's 112,000 plus total full-time equivalent positions. So we're heavily reliant on GR and staffing to support those agencies. Slide six just shows that there are some unique areas within our purview, and it's listed some of those out here to show that we have pretty much the gambit of the types of agencies, of governor agencies, cabinet agencies, as well as constitutional officers, which also make up the judicial branch. Finally, moving to the last two slides, these are just some of the notable program issues that are going to be impacting our departments as we move throughout session and through our committee meetings. And just to give you a brief snapshot of some of the things that we're likely to be discussing at future committee meetings as we move into developing the budget for our subcommittee recommendations. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions that members may have. Okay.
Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have two questions. In the past, I have probably been the sole proponent of raising filing fees in civil courts. Do you think that that's something that we can or should consider in a way to fund the state judicial system?
I think that that's certainly something that will be listened to as far as decisions that are made on that. You know, you as members represent the decisions that are made with that. So it's certainly something that you could bring up with the chairman and with leadership and move along in that direction.
Do you have any idea when the last time civil filing fees were raised? And I understand that's probably something you weren't prepared for today, but just out of curiosity, if you know.
I don't have that information in front of me, but happy to get it for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. One final question. There was recently an article in the Miami Herald that the state as a whole is not accurately reporting hate crimes. So through, you know, regardless of who it's directed to, and I'm curious to know if the fiber system is up and running as we had intended in 2018, and I think mandated maybe last year or the year before. Is that information going to FDLE? Is that something that we should consider having a discussion on in one of our interim weeks before session?
That's certainly something that we will be taking a look at as we move forward. The fiber system is moving in the right direction. I know funding has been provided and some changes have been made, but along those lines, we're working in partnership with the FBI and the federal government and making sure that system is up and running. So the state is doing their part. I don't think we're quite there yet, but we're heading in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Lots of stuff there. Lots of stuff that you can really take a deep dive into, and I encourage you to do that. If there are any particular areas of interest that you want to really get into, this is your opportunity. My door is open. If there are any issues you have questions about or you want additional information about, don't hesitate to contact me or staff. As I said, I'm learning too. I'm new to this committee. I previously have served on ag appropriations, so the justice appropriations field is going to be new to me, but I do come from a criminal justice background. I look forward to this session, to working with you. And unless anybody has anything else of importance.
One quick question.
About this, go ahead.
Thank you. Can you, Adam, can you talk a little bit about the inmate health care services contract and where are we on that process?
Certainly. The department has recently put out an invitation to negotiate related to that contract. We should be anticipating some additional information on that moving forward, and it's certainly something that we'll be discussing as we move along through the process.
Follow-up question on that.
Thank you.
Has staff considered bringing that back in-house?
Well, I'm sure that the department is looking at all of their options, but in order to maintain what is currently provided, to move to an in-house product, it would take several years to do that. I don't know that we're far enough down that road to be able to provide for the inmates as well as bring in staffing associated with that. I'm sure that that's something that the department is considering as they're looking for it, but will that be the sole option? I can't say. I can't speak for the department on that.
I hope, Mr. Chair, that the department really considers that because the current contract that we have is definitely not serving our population that is under our guardianship to the best of its ability. Yesterday, I had a visit over at Lowell Correctional Facilities where we, Representative Diane Hart and I, were actually giving sanitary napkins and other hygienic products for these women that are indigent, that do not have any family or anyone that's coming to visit. Unfortunately, there was a change in the rule of the procedures, I believe, from the department, where if you're not registered, if you're not an approved visitor for that particular individual, you're not able to send them any support or money. So therefore, it's causing a gap. And these are basic necessities that women need. And just because they're in there does not mean that they do not receive the basic things that they need, period. So yesterday I had one of the young ladies that was in there had a hernia that was coming off of the side of her stomach that was about, I would say, about 40 pounds. The physicians and the staff, the medical staff that was seeing this, does not... they just give her a belt to put on. So it's less than adequate. And for the amount of money that we are appropriating for this particular service is totally inadequate. And I believe I would like to see some history and comparison of when we were having these services provided in-house versus outsourcing it. I wonder what the health of those that are under our care are receiving.
Thank you, Ranking Member Valdez. Anyone else? Most of the questions were about the Department of Corrections, but don't forget we have five other agencies, Commission on Offender Review, Department of Juvenile Justice, Department of Law Enforcement, all the Justice Administration entities like our state attorneys and public defenders, of course, our very important, a very large state court system, and then the Department of Legal Affairs under the Office of the Attorney General. So we got a big area, lots of institutions, lots of agencies there to have some oversight over, and I appreciate your input. And if anybody, I don't see anybody else, have I missed anybody? Seeing nobody, I see that Representative Roy moves we rise, and without objection, we're adjourned. Thank you.